you get your fill of capes and scowls? Good. Now make sure you head on over to our good friends at superliminalfilms.com. Superliminalfilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scowls podcast family.
There was a firefight!
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000.
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
And hello, everyone. So we are on our second interview. So Tim's still here doing work. Say hi. Say hi to the viewers.
Hello.
You're not viewers, you're listeners. I always call you guys viewers, but it doesn't matter. I love you guys anyways. So we have another special guest with us. If you want to say your name and your organization or your book.
I'm D.L. Warner, and I'm with Sybaritic Press and Yowie A Go-Go.
Yowie A Go-Go. Awesome. So how long have you been with Yowie A Go-Go?
It's 3 years old this month, actually.
Okay. And how far, like, where is it located?
We're out of L.A., Los Angeles, okay. California.
Awesome.
As is our publishing house. So
okay, and so what brought you to NijiCon? So what is your kind of niche here as well? I mean,
well, we are a news aggregator for the Yaoi genre, and this is the first actual dedicated Yaoi Con in the East. And I'm also from Philadelphia, so it was a good chance to come home too.
Awesome. So I'm new to Yowie, and this is my first con ever, actually, so there's a lot of new things for me. So what's the difference between West Coast and East Coast? Like, what do you see as, like, you know, because you say, you know, it seems like West Coast, they already have some of this stuff going on. So what do you see as a big difference?
It's a lot more enthusiastic, I think, here, because there are a lot more conventions in general on the West Coast. The Comic Cons are out there. There's WonderCon, Anime Expo, and whatnot. So here to have a niche con is a really big deal. So that's kind of fun to see. I don't know. It's growing here, so there's a lot of energy, I guess, is the word for it.
Nice. And so in terms of, or maybe a better question, how did you get into doing what you're doing right now?
It's an offshoot. I've been professionally writing and publishing for some time, but through a long set of stories, I fell into fan fiction. It was Trek fan fiction, and from there, that led into writing Slash, and a friend of mine suggested I check out Yowie, like, sometime in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
And I finally did when I had some time on my hands and got heavily into that. I'm an editor for manga that's being brought over from Japan with digital manga for a spell. And a friend of mine who'd been running the Yowie Review, which was the only news site that existed before mine, got a job with Viz, also importing manga from Japan for English audiences. So there was nothing. And so that's how Yowie A Go-Go started. Sort of an offshoot of our publishing house, because we also promote our own work, as well as other indie publishers. So that's
okay.
What we're doing. And we have a magazine, a new periodical. It's quarterly.
And what's that called?
Yeah, YGG Magazine. And that's entering its second year in January.
So. Okay. And so you talked about a little bit about promoting some of your own work as well. So what is some of the work that you brought here at NijiCon?
Well, I write Yaoi fiction. It's novels now. I have started illustrating recently, so it will be novels and web comics in 2015. And we also recruited writers from Yowie A Go-Go who do short stories and novels, so we're publishing them as well. And Sybaritic Press does erotica and poetry and literary essays. It's an odd little niche company. And our basic aim is to groom writers and hopefully have bigger publishers pluck them up at some point. You know, we have very loose contracts. It's like somebody wants you that's bigger, you know, you may go with our blessing kind of thing. And the other thing is we promote other indie works. Like a lot of the companies here turn up on Yowie-Go-Go weekly, and we advertise their companies for free in YGG magazine and that sort of thing. So we help each other, we all get lifted kind of situation.
Yeah.
Which is another lovely thing about Yowie fans. They're all very generous. And there's none of this mine. And,
right.
And I'm seeing this here big time, which is lovely.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I love that spirit. So far, I've seen a lot of that as well, and it's been really nice. Tim, do you have any questions for her as well?
Questions, eh?
Yes, questions.
Well, I agree with you. I did want to say this con is very community, because regular cons, you know, it's just like nobody even talks to anybody. It's just like, I'm selling my crap, leave me alone. Which is really sad, I think. So I'm having a good time. I don't have any questions, no.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm awful.
It's nice to meet
you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Is there a website or anything that people can go to check you guys out?
It's simpress.com is where you can find the links to Yowie-Go-Go and all our authors and everything else. So.
Okay, perfect. Well,
and
thank
my
you.
Blog.
And your blog as well. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.